Coming to you live from the studios of AM 1520 KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. Call Kim now to share your journey, 805-289-1520. And now, here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. And gosh, we've got so many people packed in our studio today. I love it. And we've got lots to talk about today. Again, if you are just tuning in right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. And our phone number here is 805-289-1520. If you would like to call in and ask questions, we love it. We want to hear from you. We want to be a part of your life and a part of your journey. And starting with us today is we've got it's all about positive. It's all about adding value every day. We want to keep your joy meter on high, and that's what it's all about. Anything that can add value to our life in every way and every day. And it's a good life, and I want to share it with all of you out there. So I want to welcome our first guest is Dr. Eric Pearl, who's walked away from his successful chiropractic practice when he witnessed miraculous healings. And we're going to be talking about his book, The Connection. It's Heal Others and Heal Yourself. And it's going to be exciting. He has videos and he does seminars all over the world. So if you are in pain, let me help you get out of that by listening to some of the things that can help you. Also in our studio today, I'm really excited. We have Joanne Capolacci. And did I get that right? All right. And I'm really excited. She is a certified interior decorator. And she's here to give us some ideas on brightening our world at home, at our offices, and just to give us ideas. We're going to be excited. I love decorating. That's one of my passions. In fact, my dad's here. He's not going to be on the radio, but I do always want to welcome him because he's up here from Palm Springs. And that's been his world. He's always been a decorator and made my house and all my homes beautiful. So I want to say thank you to my dad. We have David Hornstein and Ryan Adamy. And I'm really excited, Ryan. This is your first time coming on, right? But I know you've been with David for a while in their company, right? And they are he's an investment advisor. Both of you are, right? And what they do is they're going to talk to us about little things that we might be overlooking in our lives that might be able to save us some money and some time down the road, and just really smart investments that we need to look for I call it our responsible list. So welcome. I'm really excited to have you here, and I can't wait to talk about some of the things that you have going on.
We're really happy to be here as well.
Thank you. All right, and I'm really excited to have Kathy Fisher.
Hey.
She's joining us. She is an amazing singer. She's a mom. She's a wife. And she's a new friend of mine. And I'm excited to hear about your journey. And so we've got a lot going on. I love that you are a part of our show. I want to take a moment just to say thank you for taking time out of your weekend. I know it's hot out there, but you know what? Everything we have here is about really making your life a little bit better. And again, our phone number here is 805-289-1520. If you have any questions, please give us a call. Also, I do have some giveaways today, and I've got movie passes to Roxy Stadium 11 out there. I don't know if any of you have seen it. We were just talking before we went on. Hope Spring. It's the new movie out there. And let me tell you, David, go see it. Go see it. Everybody out there that is married, you do not want to get your marriage to this point in your life. But you know what? I think it's important that they make movies like this because it's a reminder in our life that maybe we're going along. Even though you think everything's okay, it can always be better. And that's what it's all about.
Well, and if there's anyone who can steer us in the right direction on our marriage, it's got to be Meryl Streep.
There you go.
She's a genius,
I'm telling you. Yeah, it was amazing, and it was really good. Also, I do have have $35 gift certificate to 818 Freight, and it's a great clothing store in Westlake, and she'll help you find your style. So I'm really excited. Also, of course, I was just in Snapper Jack's over in Camarillo, and I have a gift certificate for there, too. I love Snapper Jack's. It's a great, we just had a little salad there.
Excellent salad.
Great tacos, and anyways, love to share all that with you. If you have something that you want to be a part of my show, I'd love to hear from you, and you can always reach me at 805-419-0008. Also, you can go on my website at kimpaganoshow.com. Like us on Facebook at Kim Pagano Show, Twitter, Kim Pagano Show. We're all over. We're out there trying to reach you to make your life better, and that's what this is all about. So what we're going to do is we're going to come on with our first guest, and let's get started right here. Again, I do want to give out our phone number, because if anybody out there has a question for Dr. Eric Pearl in regards to, you know, really healing yourself. If you have a pain that's been chronic in your life or something that you're just not feeling 100%, I want to hear from you out there. 805-289-1520. Dr. Eric Pearl, are you there?
I'm here. And you know what? I think maybe what we should do if we're doing call-ins is just redirect the style of the call-in just a little bit. This healing is about returning to a state of balance. And once we're in that state of balance, we return to a natural, optimal state of health. It's not about addressing specific pains or symptoms. That's really more treatment and therapy. So if you're calling in with questions, let's make them about healing in general so that everyone can grow, not specifically about I have this problem and my daughter has that problem and what can I do, because that's not really the kind of advice
that's,
we can give.
That's not what's going to be able to help with.
Right.
Perfect. All right, so tell us a little bit about yourself. You walked away from a successful chiropractic practice, correct?
That's true.
And you have a gift that you learned about, and not a lot of people have this gift, but you're teaching other people. And tell us a little bit about how you found your gift.
All right. Well, what happened was I was practicing as a doctor of chiropractic, and somewhere in my 12th year in practice, a few strange things occurred. I was awakened in the middle of the night by a very bright light. I opened my eyes to see what it was, and it wasn't seemingly anything spiritual or metaphysical. It was just the lamp next to my bed. It had turned itself on for some reason. I had had that lamp for 10 years. It had selected any other night to turn itself on, but there it was. And at the same time, it felt very clearly, very distinctly, very strongly as if someone was in my home, so much so that I got up with a knife and a can of pepper spray and my Doberman pincher, and I went hunting for the house. After about 15 or 20 minutes of not finding anyone, I convinced myself it had to be my imagination, even though it didn't feel as if it were, and I went back to sleep. But that Monday, when I went into my office, 7 of my patients, independently of one another, began telling me that they were feeling people in the rooms with us just the way that I was feeling people in my home over that weekend. Some said it felt as if people were standing or walking or running. 2 of them even said it felt as if somebody was flying around the ceiling. Now, 7 patients in one day, after no one having said that in 12 years, you would think that that would have gotten my attention. But other patients are saying, I can feel your hands before you touch me. And I'm thinking, oh, yeah, sure you can. Close your eyes. So as they were lying there with their eyes closed, I held my hands in different directions, anywhere from inches to feet to yards away from them, and they could tell me whether it was aimed towards their shoulders or their feet. As I did that, I would see tiny little muscles involuntarily ripple in their foreheads or their chins the way water ripples if you drop a pebble into it, pulling at their lips, pulling at their eyebrows. Their eyes would rapidly dart back and forth. Fingers and feet would move, and when they'd open their eyes, they started reporting colors that they had seen, colors they had never seen before, smelling flowers they had never smelled before. And that's when they started reporting healings, real healings. They were getting up out of wheelchairs, some of them. Vision and hearing returning. Patients with children with cerebral palsy or epilepsy were able to walk and run and play and speak normally, not have seizures any longer, not need their meds. Of course, not every single person did this happen to. Just as with medicine, nothing is 100%, but enough people so that we knew that something significant here was occurring.
Dr. Pearl, let me just interrupt you for a second. Now, does anybody else in your family have this gift?
At that time, no.
But now?
Well, you see, that's where I was kind of leading you. You want me to
okay.
Go in? Okay.
Okay.
got to be crazy. You can't teach this work. I'm standing there waving my hands in the air looking like a fool. So why don't you go outside, wave your hands in the air, and see what happens? But more and more of my patients would call me and say that after they interacted with this, they drove home and they pulled up in front of their house and their automatic garage door opened before they hit the button to open it. Or they walked into their house, their lamp or their TV started turning off and on. They felt sensations in their hands. They held their hands near someone in the family, and the grandfather could talk again after the stroke, or the aunt regained her hearing. And we began to recognize that once you interact with this new level of healing, you are able to access it to facilitate healings not only for yourself, but for others as well. So, yes, my parents learned this work. My father, to this day, does it. He likes to do it with animals.
Unbelievable. I just want to remind anybody that is just tuning in right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. And every Saturday, I am here for you, adding value every day in every way. And right now, we're talking to Dr. Eric Pearl. He is, well, we're going to talk a little bit more about, but reconnective healing. That's what we're talking about. And that's what, I mean, where do we go to get this?
Well, there's a book that's in 36 languages. It's called The Reconnection. Heal Others, Heal Yourself. You can go onto the website. It's called thereconnection.com, and we'll be teaching two seminars teaching you how to do this in the United States this year. One is in Los Angeles area. Actually, it's in Newport Beach, October 19th through 21, and the other one will be in Miami, December 7th through 9th.
Well, Eric, this is Kathy here. I was just wondering, what is exactly reconnected healing, and can anybody learn to do it?
Well, from what we can tell, from what a lot of the researchers feel and a lot of the people who are masters and grandmasters in healing, this may very well be a new level of healing that might be here on the planet for the first time. It takes us beyond anything that is accessible via a technique, you know, a technique such as Reiki or Qigong, something that says you do this step, then you do that step, then you do this symbol, then you protect yourself this way and use this necklace that way. It takes us beyond something accessible through technique and beyond just energy into a spectrum of energy, light, and information. In essence, it seems to allow us to reconnect with our original fullness as spirit that we often tend to experience. We hear people talk about experiencing in between lifetimes. It allows us to experience that while we're here on Earth having this human physical experience.
Wow, so interesting. David, I know you had a question.
Yeah, I just had a quick question just regarding what some of the results being validated by science. If maybe you could talk about that a little bit.
Well, sure. I mean, early on, some of the first studies that were done started around the university. Well, there were some done at Jackson Memorial Hospital in Miami, but the main ones in the beginning were at University of Arizona, where they did a study where they darkened the room intensely and blindfolded people. We had taught them how to do this work. The blindfolded students sat approximately a yard away from the others who had learned to do this work, and they would hold their hands out, and the person bringing in the reconnective healing frequencies would direct the energy toward the blindfolded student's right or left hand. And they had 60 seconds to say, it's coming to my right hand, it's coming to my left hand. It was a five-day study. On day one, they had 65% accuracy, which was exciting to the statisticians, not to me, but because the statisticians were excited because it was more than 50-50. But what became interesting was that by the end of the fifth day, 95% accuracy the students had. They went from 65 to 95. In other words, they developed a learning curve. And it's impossible to develop a learning curve to find something unless it exists. So that was one of the beginning studies that showed that this actually existed. Some of the more recent studies, one was just done at the university, the main university in St. Petersburg, Russia, by Dr. Konstantin Karatkov, where they worked with, I believe now it was 40 Olympic athletes, Russian Olympic athletes. And there were control groups and us, and we gave the Olympic athletes 10 minutes of reconnective healing. The control groups, who I think received some kind of an energy healing technique, showed no change 10 days later. But the Olympic athletes who received reconnective healing showed a dramatic change 10 days later in their red blood cells, their white blood cells, their blood humoral levels, their emotional states, and even their DNA. And I believe that was the fifth study so far that shows that reconnective healing actually changes our DNA, our very DNA.
You know, what I want to ask you is, Dr. Pearl, is what was your first healing experience?
First, probably big one that caught my attention was someone who came into my chiropractic office because, you know, I wasn't talking about the healings at the time. We were just discovering them. And he had a lot of difficulty walking. He was born, he had the cord wrapped around his neck. He kind of turned blue, and somehow the effect of that was that now at that age of 26, when he came in, he had his right leg, and it was about 4 inches shorter than his left. The right side of his hip was pulled up about 4 inches shorter than the left. So when he stood, he had to stand with one foot resting on top of the other. And to walk, he had to kick one leg out in a semicircle, and then the other one he'd kick forward, and it would land back on top of the first. And he just came in for chiropractic. We weren't, you know, he wasn't thinking about healing or anything. And he came in and lied down on the chiropractic table, and I noticed that even as he was lying down, his right foot would be rotated in, resting on top of his left one. His legs just wouldn't relax and open up. And so as he had his eyes closed lying there, I held my hands near his head, and I saw his eyes begin to rapidly dart back and forth, back and forth. But his feet fascinated me that they wouldn't, his legs wouldn't relax. So I went down towards his feet, and I held my palms facing the soles of his feet. And his right foot started like a pumping action, as if you're pumping the accelerator of a car. And as it did that, it started rotating outward and inward two times. It came back to a normal position, again, his usual position. I went around to his right hip. I held my hands by his right hip again. The same movement started happening with his feet, but this time his feet settled into a normal position where they were not one resting on top of the other. And I waited there and waited. Nothing else seemed to happen. And I said, all right, Gary, I think we're finished. And Gary stood up for the first time in his 26 years with 6 feet tall with two independent legs.
Unbelievable. Wow. Now, how many sessions does someone have to do to go through something like this?
You know, very often, part of what makes it so different than energy healing is that the healing tend to be instantaneous. I usually suggest 1, 2, or 3 sessions, no more than 3, and then let the healing unfold. But oftentimes, they tend to be fairly instantaneous, 1 session, and the healing tend to last for a person's lifetime.
Dr. Pearl, the instance you just expressed about did the patient express to you what he felt when you were putting your hands that way? Did you talk about it and he said, oh, it felt a tingle, or what did he feel?
He felt his eyes rapidly darting back and forth that he couldn't control. He felt as if invisible hands were resting on his legs and moving his feet.
Hmm.
Matter of fact, he lived, I was in Los Angeles in the Hollywood area at the time, West Hollywood. And he lived on the other side of the hill in the valley, and he said he drove, when he was driving home over the hill, he had to pull off the side of the road because he was crying so hard, and he couldn't believe what happened, and he couldn't
right.
drive.
Yeah, because his life just changed right there.
Yeah.
Now, can this be done in place of surgery?
Well, I mean, that's an interesting question. What this is about returning someone to a natural state of balance. Now, the point is, this person, Gary, we'll use him as an example, he already had his surgeries, you know,
oh,
when he was
so,
a kid,
okay,
and everything else. And so it did what the surgery didn't. In many cases, a lot of times healings happen before surgery. There's a film called The Living Matrix, and it opens up with the story of a 5-year-old child who has cerebral palsy. His toes could touch the ground, but his feet could not. He couldn't speak. He couldn't be understood. He made indecipherable sounds that his mother would interpret for the family. His hands held in that palsy fashion. He'd have to hold on to furniture or people to walk or crawl to go up or downstairs. And they carried him up to see me when I gave a presentation in Greece. When I had finished the presentation, some people brought him up and said, would you do something? I said, sure, I'll try. And I started to work, but we had to stop after 4 minutes because the venue told us they were closing and we had to leave. And this boy, without his leg braces or anything, got up off the table for the first time, walked down the stairs of the stage and ascended the stairs of this miniature coliseum, not once, but twice. The next week, his mother brought him down to Athens to see me. And he looked at me and he said, look what I can do. I can run. And he ran down the hall and he ran back. He said, I can stand on one leg and spin in a complete circle. And he did. He said, and I can open my right hand and hold my own cup of water. We didn't realize that all of his life he was completely unable to open his right hand. And suddenly what became clear was that everyone, except me because he was speaking in Greek, could understand him for the first time in his life.
I love it.
This is 4 minutes.
Right.
And, of course, he didn't need the surgery any longer for his feet to be able to touch the ground because he was able to walk normally.
I love it. We're talking with Dr. Eric Pearl right now. His book is The Reconnection, Heal Others, Heal Yourself. Eric, where is the next seminar that we can get? I want to go to it. I want to see this.
It's in Newport Beach. Okay. Los Angeles area. It's in Newport Beach.
Can you email me all the information so I could put it on my website for everybody?
I guess I could.
Okay. I appreciate that. And thank you so much for being my guest.
Well, it's been absolutely my pleasure.
All right. Thank you again.
Thank you.
I'd love to hear some more. So thank you. All right. We are going to get on with our show. And it's amazing when things like that, you know, it's just, I love learning about different things. Right now, what I'm going to do is give away a $35 gift certificate to 818 Freight. It's a clothing store, very upscale clothing store in Westlake. And I'm going to give it to caller number 5 at 805-289-1520. We've got Kelly on our phones here. And I'm excited to work with you. And we're going to take a really quick break. And when we come back, we'll got lots more to talk about. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, so stay with us.
You know the bed feels warmer sleeping here alone. You know I dream in color.
And Gold Coast Broadcasting accept no responsibility for any of the claims made.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair. And I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair. And she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Hey, everyone. It's Kim Pagano. I only recommend the best to my listeners. The best home inspector is John Fleener with JDA Home Inspection.
John Fleener here with JDA Home Inspection. If you're looking for a high-quality, low-cost inspection, give me a call at 805-419-0043. That's 805-419-0043 for all your home inspection needs.
You know, it's becoming more and more difficult to find a show that relates to you and what's going on in your life. But we've got it for you right here on AM 1520 KVTA every Saturday at 2 p.m. on The Kim Pagano Show. Kim talks about health. She talks about business, beauty, fashion, pop culture. Oh, and don't forget, she includes parenting and relationships. It's real life radio for, get that, your real life. Join Kim Pagano every Saturday for interesting guests that include everyone from doctors and experts to entertainers and even locals. It's your life on the radio because Kim's just like you. She's a mom, she's a hair therapist, and a busy career woman. Start your weekend off in a positive way and do yourself a favor. Be here 2 p.m. every Saturday for your weekly dose of Kim and your weekly dose of your life on the radio for The Kim Pagano Show, only here on AM 1520 KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for listening. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, and we've got a full studio here right now, and we're going to kind of head over to David and Ryan and talk a little bit about financial. So what's going on?
Well, we're first of all very glad to be here. I'm glad that that Ryan is here. I want to introduce Ryan first of all. He's been with us for a few years, and he's a young kid that's actually—
He's a baby,
but you know, don't let him fool you. He's been through a lot, and he's gone through a lot of licensing, and he's helped a lot of families. So with that, I want to introduce Ryan Adamy, and with Ryan.
Thanks for having me on the show, Kim.
Absolutely. So you've been, how long have you been with David and Hannah?
I've been working with David and Hannah for about 2.5 years now.
Okay.
And yeah, it's been an incredible—
So what is it that you do?
Well, we, you know, for example, myself personally, I meet with individuals, families, business owners, and usually it's through a word of mouth, warm referral basis. I really don't do any cold calling or door knocking or anything like that. And I meet with people and I see how I might be able to help them. I try to identify what certain needs people might have and how I might be able to bring value to them and do my best to you know, do my research and come back and make some recommendations on how I might be able to help.
What is it that you're looking for when you look through different people's portfolio?
Well, you know, a lot of people right now, especially in today's times, they're looking, people want to know where can they do better than they're doing right now?
Like instead of like Starbucks? Let's just start right there. How many people don't know how much money they're actually spending throughout the week? I mean, I've got 4 kids.
Right.
And every time their hand goes out, you know, unless I budgeted myself, right, that would be a perfect place to start.
Right. Well, most people I meet with don't have somebody who's in their corner, who's helping them to stay on track with a budget and with a savings plan, for example. A lot of people are in too much debt. People right now just don't have, a lot of people for the most part, don't have a specific resource where they can go for what I like to call education and assistance. So there's a lot of people out there who need our help right now.
So, Ryan, if I came to you, would you first make me write out my budget and show you where my money's going? And then would you take away my credit cards and tell me, and, you know, smack me on the hand and tell me, stop that? Or what would you do?
Well, I wouldn't necessarily start by smacking you on the hand. We might get into that.
Unless I really need it.
But, maybe. No.
You know, at first, it's really just about establishing a relationship, you know, finding out, you know, a little bit more about your goals and your dreams and what you want to accomplish. And right now, to see what kind of track you're on already, mm-hmm. what's coming in, what's going out, where are you spending, where are you saving? And each person that I meet with or each family that I meet with is different. Everybody has a different scenario, different situation. So it's really more so about just finding out a little bit more about you and seeing what you need.
Ryan and David, what is the biggest thing that you see to be the problem? I mean, what is it, does everybody have like one thing that's mostly the same?
You know, I'm gonna chime in, Ryan. It's hard to say that, but I think in general it's a lack of education. And when you go to the source, which is a lack of education, then you can work through there. So it's always easy for someone to just point out a product, or, you know, if you don't come from that position and you come from an educational position and actually, you know, I like to say right the wrong of what should have been done in our school system, then what ends up happening is you do right by people. And what I found at least 16 times a week when we go out there and help families is that they didn't get it through osmosis. They weren't part of the Vanderbilts. They may have thought they received it in college, but the reality is, you know, only there are only 4 schools that actually require financial aptitude tests before you graduate. Mm-hmm. And just here in California, I mean, we're ranked 49th in overall education. So they need the basics. And that's really what, you know, what a lot of people lack, you know, whether they have educational backgrounds as attorneys or CPAs. We find a lot of CPAs need that type of education.
So you're talking about normal people. I mean, a lot of people that come to you are just normal people who say, I just need to do better. I mean, are you saying What's the average income of someone who comes to you?
Yeah,
for help?
No, okay, and that's the thing. It's what separates us from a lot of the other companies, and I don't like to say the names because I think everyone serves their marketplace. But you know, a lot of companies they're geared towards the top 1%. There's nothing wrong with that. We help the top 1% as well. But what happened to the other 99%? What happened to the 990 out of 1,000 people that actually need the education? Who's going out and reaching to them?
Right, because we didn't have even a checkbook balancing thing in high school before I left. I didn't even have to take a second language. Okay,
yeah.
So I grew up in West Virginia.
Yeah,
I won't say more. So what would you say the average income of your general client is?
So, and here it is. It's anyone that we want to work with that we want to help better their lives.
Okay.
So we're not.
So you don't have to make so much money. Or
no, we don't have the $250,000 requirements. We don't have a monetary requirement. Mm-hmm. And the reason is because we're more on a crusade, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have a particular product per se, so we're able to give recommendations that the industry has. That's a big part of also why I think Kim wanted us particularly on a show, because it is actually serving the community with professional expertise that the rest of the community typically does not get.
I think a lot of people assume, well, that's not me. You know, that type of service is for someone in the 1%. That's not me. And then they keep making those mistakes and they keep making those bad investments, so to speak, even if that bad investment is too much eating out or too much entertainment or you really didn't need that jet ski.
You know what? You just hit the nail on the dot right there on the head. It is for you. It is for everybody. The issue is people think, well, I must need a certain amount of money in order to sit down and save. But what we have found more times than not is that actually sitting down with people, not only are we able to save them on certain expenses, but we're able to actually put a plan together that looks out more than just what a typical CPA would say, right? The 1-year look.
My husband and I sat down with David and Hannah, and it was surprising because really I've never done that with anybody, and they kind of took us through our whole life, okay, and it was a little scary. It's like, oh God, now what? And you know, we are pretty organized, but there are things that you found that we could do better on, and I think that if you're single, if you're just starting, if you're newly a new couple, whatever level you are in life, you need somebody sometimes to look at where you're at in life and kind of redirect you.
Yeah, and you know what we found actually more so than not is that more people are concerned about sitting down with someone because they think they're not doing as well as they actually are. And sometimes it's quite the opposite. Sometimes you sit down and they just needed to hear from a professional, hey, you know what? You're on the right track. Maybe we just need a couple of tweaks.
Right. You know, David, the thing I want to notice or talk about is also like interest rates are really low right now. Okay. And a lot of people, this was my big hang up with them is I have, from my learning and my experience, was to always try to pay off your homes. That was what, okay. But money's so cheap right now. It's a whole different view. So let's talk a little bit about that. And okay. I do want to give out our phone number here at 805-289-1520. If anybody has a question for David or Ryan, right now is your time to call.
Well, you know, it's a good question. I mean, you know, if I had a mortgage banking background, I happen to have a banking background. I can say this, traditional thinking, and I actually came from the school as well. I came from kind of a middle class upbringing. It wasn't, you know, upper class or lower class, but that middle class. And the idea was just get rid of all your debt. And that was it. Less debt, life is good. And, you know, not all debt is bad. Most debt is. How's that? But when I say not all debt is bad, Kim, I'm saying if you're really going to get a 3.5% to 4.5% interest rate locked in for 30 years, if you will, and you're going to be able to still depreciate that, is that the worst debt in the world? Well, I guess the better question is can you do better than that somewhere else? Mm-hmm. And the reality is most people feel or think that they cannot. But if you can earn more than what it is that you're able to depreciate in terms of any type of a loan, then yeah, sure. You know, there's an arbitrage there that you might want to consider.
And I think that goes back to, well, those fancy tricks are for the people, you know, with real money. But I think the bottom line is no, normal people. My brother-in-law, sister-in-law, they thought they were doing the right thing. They bought a house in Reno cash. And now they're like, we have no write-offs. Now they're looking to buy investment properties now that the interest rates are down.
Right.
Well, what a great example. How many people are house rich and then they became poor? Now, unfortunately, they were house rich and now they're, and they were, you know, cash poor. Now they're house poor and poor. And because that right when the houses go down. And
yeah,
you
there
know,
was no balance. It just all went into the house, and they could have that rainy day money.
Well, let's think about it for a minute. If you put less money into a house, but you can always afford to make a payment, and that therein lies the question. If you can always afford to make the payment, or you really are in a good situation where you can, does the price of the house go up or down based on how much money you put in? And the answer is, it has no bearing. So the house is either going to go up or it's going to go down, regardless of whether or not you put a 20% down payment or a 50% down payment, or in your case, put 100% cash. Mm-hmm. So the question then becomes is, if you don't have to put 100%, but you're still somewhat conservative, what can you do or earn, if you will, on the remaining portion that's not stuck in the house?
Right.
And if you chose and found vehicles or were educated on vehicles that can actually help you, then, and your house also goes up, wow, don't you win twice?
Yeah, and that's saying we can all get in the car, you know? There's a car for all of us, it's not just a Bentley, you know? We can all get in that car that takes us to somewhere better with our money.
We just have to be honest with each other,
yeah.
And we have to be ready to have the conversation.
Mm.
And what we have found is that a lot of people are so scared based on their upbringings or what they think they're going to find out.
We're learned.
That's it.
We're all learned.
That's all
but
it is.
What our parents did is what we usually end up doing.
That's it.
Yeah.
You know, and then we get some advice from our most trusted advisor, which is our CPA. Mm-hmm. And then the rest might be a family member that's in the business in order to get what? Invited to Thanksgiving dinner sometimes. Mm-hmm. And that mm-hmm. doesn't always mean that's the best advice.
Right.
So, David, where do people find you?
I'm going to give you my wife's wonderful number because it's an 818 easy number. 818-402-9396. That's Hannah Hornstein. And we work clearly together. Of course, you know, you've been to our office in Westlake. And we're actually looking to open up a couple more offices because we're so busy in this particular industry helping people.
People are, I mean, this is obviously something that once they sit down with you, they're actually kind of clear on the road that they need to take, correct?
They are. Now, they don't always choose to take it. But at least they are certainly a lot clearer. Mm. And that's our job. Our job is to make sure that at least we point out the blind spots and we educate them, even at any, nothing's too remedial.
Mm-hmm.
And we love that because, you know, these little differences that we make in their lives, it shapes the course of their kids and their families. And it's just such a great feeling once we're able to do it.
All right.
All right.
Yeah.
I think everyone needs to reach out and take it.
There you go. Mm-hmm. I like it.
Yeah.
So, Kim, we're and just for the for your listeners, Ryan and I are actually going to going to offer a free consultation to maybe your first couple of callers that come in that we'll actually sit down. We don't charge for your listeners. So
okay.
I just wanted you to know that.
Oh, great. So yeah. What we'll do is anybody that is interested in finding out if they're on the right road right now, give us a call right now at 805-289-1520. All right, and if not, you can always call your office,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you can call our office, and I also have a cell phone. You'll have to excuse me. It's in Orange County when I just kept it forever. But it's area code 949-678-5846, and I'm available at some point, and if not, we can set something up certainly with our assistants and so forth.
Okay, very good.
Sure.
All right, so let's move over to Joanne Cabalacci, and she is a certified interior designer, and I'm really excited. This is like one of my passions. Both my parents, I've grown up with decorating, and you know, Kathy and I were talking about it, and there's a lot of twists to what we were talking about, so tell us a little bit about, one, how we can complete our homes, right, on a decent budget, and at the same time, get what we really want. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, as you mentioned, I'm a certified interior designer. I do custom homes as well as remodels, kitchens and baths, and I can help people with something as simple as changing their paint colors.
Now, do you go in and conceptualize? You go in with your pen, and can you draw like the people on those HTV shows? You like go in and tear down walls. You or are you more about texture and color?
I do both, actually. I do both. Every consultation starts with questions and answers.
Mm-hmm.
We need to understand who's going to be using the space and what their needs and preferences are.
Mm-hmm.
And you may need a furniture plan. I find that that's the biggest mistake that most people mm-hmm. make is picking furniture that's too big for a room.
Yes. Definitely.
And
so we have a couple out-of-the-box questions for you because, you know, that's just who we are here on the Kim Pagano Show. So do most husbands decorate or do most wives decorate?
I get both, actually, husbands and wives. And oftentimes that it can be challenging if their opinions are different.
Correct. How do they come together on what would work for the family?
That's where it's really important to hire an interior designer.
Because you're the buffer, right?
Exactly. There. And I can also help people to understand why it's a good decision, why the husband might be right or why the wife might be right. And sometimes they don't even really understand themselves.
Right. David, in your home, who's the decorator? Is it you or Hannah?
You know, I'll be honest with you. It's both of us.
Oh, okay.
It's both of us. So, you know, my wife, you know, she specializes in certain things, and then there are other things where she, you know, gives me a chance to give my opinion.
Is that the norm?
I would say that's the norm. However, I also have clients where the husband is the main decision maker or the wife is, and they're quite happy with that. Do you and your wife get along with your decisions?
As long as I do it her way, it works.
Smart man, I love it. You know, I just want to open up our lines out there, and I want to know if, and I have a gift for you. But if any, who is it at your house that does it?
Yeah, it's me. We just moved into a new house, and I just make it happen. And we are nesting maniacs. We do not mess around. My mother always comes out whenever we move, and we get into the space,
so
paintings
wait,
up.
Wait, your mother and you, right?
Oh, yeah.
So not your husband.
No. I mean, because she and I, we're the decorating crazy women. And, you know, I borrowed a sewing machine from one of my best friends, and she's been making slip covers, chair covers, sewing fringe onto lamps. And my husband, though, the funny thing is he'll say, "You're doing too much. You're obsessing. And then he'll say, Did you get to? And it's like, "Oh, just shut up. You know, let me do my thing." And I do my thing, and he loves it.
Right.
The only problem is usually the price.
There you go. So, Joanne, back to you. Where's the first place to start? If you have a home that you've been living in, or maybe you just need a spruce up, we're going into the holidays soon, right? A lot of stuff that you need takes 6 to 8 weeks to order, correct?
Correct.
Unless you walk into a store and just buy it there. But usually if you want something custom, where would you start?
Well, everybody's needs are different. So it would start out with a consultation. And sometimes people really could be helped by decluttering and getting rid of some of the things that are looking dated. Like, for example, some people have swags or balloons still on their windows.
No!
And that's really not in fashion anymore. So people are looking for...
What is in fashion?
Cleaner lines. Roman blinds, more planes, decorative rods with side panels, larger accessories, not a bunch of little knickknacks, clean lines.
Okay, colors. Let's look at colors. What colors are back in?
Well, the neutrals are still always a good choice. And then there's also... about four different quadrants, depending on what the style is of your home. If, for example, you have a traditional type home, you might want to choose from the jewel tones. Now, these jewel tones are different than the ones from the past. They're murkier tones. Whereas if, for example, you have a home that has a Pottery Barn or a beachy type look, then you might be looking for something that is chalkier, earthier tones. Think about a weathered shutter or a deep pool of water or pebbles. Mid-century, then perhaps you could choose bolder pastels, not those softer pastels, but the bolder ones. And then if you're contemporary, think about high voltage, like magenta or electric lime, and use those, but neutralize them with white, black, or gray.
Do you think the way you decorate talks about your personality?
Oh, for sure. Absolutely.
So do you get to know somebody before how do you get their personality out when you're decorating?
A lot of times you can tell just by what somebody's wearing and what the colors that they like. Like if I'm looking at you right now, Kim, you've got white on, and then you've got a splash of orange. So that tells me that you like a little bit of contrast and that you also like some pizzazz.
Oh, okay. What about Kathy?
Oh, Lord.
Let's just, you know.
This does not represent my house. This does not.
Well, you said that you like things that are a little bit traditional. Yes. And what you're wearing is mm-hmm. a little bit traditional. And it's very comfortable.
Yes.
So I'm thinking that you like comfortable.
I do.
And it's very neutral looking, the neutrals. So you probably have some neutrals in your home as well.
Okay.
Huh. What about David and Ryan over there? Ryan's got a
I'm going to leave the room
on,
right now.
Okay.
I knew this was coming.
Yeah.
Well, I would say traditional, somewhat conservatory. Still like to have a little bit of fun because there's some pink in here. Yeah, and I would say fairly organized. You guys look like you're pretty organized.
Ryan, did you pick the white headphones to go with your pink shirt, or is this a coincidence?
I called ahead, and Kim knew that I was coming.
I so. Like it. Isn't that funny how that works? So, well, you know, and I think it's really interesting. When you walk into each home, it's like a hidden treasure. Mm-hmm. And I love, you know, I mean, it's kind of like your personality brought out in colors and furniture, but a lot of people don't know who they really are. So how do you even get there? So what are some of the steps that you take to work with people?
Well, starting out with a consultation to find out what it is that they like, what their needs are, and what their needs are not just now, but in the future. Talking about how they use the space, what their color preferences are, and then oftentimes showing them pictures in magazines or on the internet to get a feel for what they like to extrapolate out of that picture.
You know what's interesting is I was at the Angel Game. We were talking about decorating. When you first start off, in a new home, one of my daughters is going to be moving out. Most of us have hand-me-downs, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, isn't that how we start? Mm-hmm. When is it that we also all of a sudden start to feel like we need our own stuff? I mean, a lot of people, do you find a lot of people still live with a lot of hand-me-downs?
Sure, and that's not necessarily a bad thing. Sometimes you can take an old piece of furniture, a unique piece of furniture, and make it better or repurpose it. And then sometimes people will just do one room and concentrate on one room, and then we'll move the other pieces around the house to make them work better.
Mm. So that's funny when you say the one room, because that's the can of worms. You know, you do the one room, I hire you for the one room, and it's amazing, and then the rest of my house looks like crap, and then I've got to have you back.
And that is true. How does one room flow into the next room? That's a big thing. Mm-hmm. When you walk in, I want to live in a model home.
Yes.
Remember, we were talking about mm-hmm. that, Joanne, where you just, I mean, take, I just want to bring my clothes and my, you know, mm-hmm. stuff. Not a lot of clutter, right? I mean, you know, but is there people out there that really live like that?
Yes, there are. You can get rid of a lot of the clutter by storing, using baskets, that kind of thing. And if you take, the important thing is planning, to plan out, to start with one room and have it flow through the house, either by color or style or both.
All right. How do people get in touch with you?
By phone, or which is 818-259-2752. Also on my website, www.colorswithauandconcepts.com.
All right. And if you could leave us with a couple tips, what would it be? What's the most important thing that you would leave us with?
I would say paint is your friend. Mm-hmm. You can do so much with paint. Also clutter. Clutter, if you can get rid of your clutter, it will free your mind and leave your house open for good things to come in.
Mm. Do you guys have a lot of clutter?
No, we don't, but I couldn't agree with you more. I love that. I love when it's just completely clean like that.
There's something about it makes you feel amazing, right? We were talking what were we talking about?
Yeah, I used to live with clutter. I was Oscar and my husband was Felix. And then after I became a mom, I didn't have time for that kind of stress on top of that. And I started following his things. I color code my closet. And just today before I left for this meeting, I was like, God, my car looks like a pit and I feel like a loser.
Do you know, that's one of the things that I love, that when my car is all nice and clean, I think that it's like, I can.
Here comes a success for that meeting.
Yeah. You know?
Same with your house
and
your office.
It just translates everywhere. And
happiness is a clean car.
I used to think that was just people who really needed to get a life. You know, like, we're having fun. I'm too busy having fun to clean all this up. And now I have the fun within the peace.
I like it. Stay with us. We're going to take a really quick break. We've got a little bit more. And you're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We'll be right back.
Kim Pagano. I only recommend the best to my listeners. The best home inspector is John Fleener with JDA Home Inspection.
John Fleener here with JDA Home Inspection. If you're looking for a high-quality, low-cost inspection, give me a call at 805-419-0043. That's 805-419-0043 for all your home inspection needs.
Join Kim Pagano every Saturday at 2 for Positive Talk here on Newstalk 1520 KVTA. Kim talks about everything from beauty and health, living a passionate lifestyle, relationships, and parenting. Kim is a hair therapist and a mother of four, and so much more. Tune in and call in every Saturday at 2 to your weekly dose of Kim Pagano on The Kim Pagano Show here on Newstalk 1520 KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, and I am so glad that you are here, that you're taking some time out of your day to invest in yourself. That's what it's all about, is so many of us do things for everyone else but ourselves, and some of us don't ever know what it is that really makes us happy. And so that's kind of where I'm at right now, is really this is what my whole show is about, is learning who you are and what you do and how to make your life the best life you could possibly be. We're here. Let's enjoy the ride. That's what it's all about. So, you know, let's go around a little bit. And Kathy, what do you do for yourself that makes your life better?
Yeah, I'm kind of pathetic. I am a decorating addict, like we had talked about. I think a lot of us are. But then there comes a time where just enough is enough. I really enjoy words with friends. I like to...
You're a words with friends junkie?
Yeah, okay. I'm a words with friends. I'm a words person. I'm a talker. I'm a singer, songwriter, occasional actor. You know, sometimes if you're watching NCIS and you see a close-up of Jamie Lee Curtis's hands, those are mine. Okay, so I do a little bit of everything. I used to sing a lot on jingles. And
Let's talk for a second. I mean, mm-hmm. We're going to get into your whole journey here, but...
Oh, yeah, I'm kind of diverting, aren't I?
Yeah, no, okay. Let's talk about who you are.
Yeah. So my way of making myself better is when I'm doing something for others, really. I know that sounds corny, but sometimes I sing at convalescent homes. And to me, that is like the best job in the world. I love to go in and talk to people. If I go in and someone seems like they're having a really bad day, and I can create music that changes their mood, and by the time they leave, they say, wow, I really feel great, or that made me feel better. I can't believe you played that song. It brought one lady one day said to me, oh, it took me all the way back to such and such and when my children were at home. And to me, that's just the best job in the world.
So by lifting other people.
Yeah, I just want a life of purpose. That's, for me, my big goal is a life of purpose.
I like it. Joanne?
Well, I cycle in part-time and exercise. I like to do that to make me feel better and spend lots of time with family.
There you go. All right. Ryan?
I certainly agree that exercise is a big part of anyone's healthy lifestyle. But besides exercising, I like reading books and focusing a lot on self-improvement and just, creating better habits and making better decisions and expecting positive things.
There you go.
I love spending time with my wife and kids, and I love teaching. I love sitting in front of rooms of hundreds of people and just teaching.
Wow. Well, if you're out there listening right now and you're wondering, what is it that is my gift? We all have a gift. We all have something that we can offer the world, and that's why we're here. That's our purpose. And I urge all of you to look inside, close your eyes and look inside and figure out what it is that your journey is all about. And I'm so glad that you were here. David, give out your phone number so that everybody can find you.
Ryan, go ahead.
My phone number is 818-257-8718.
Joanne, give out your number so that people can find you.
818-259-2752.
All right. And thank you so much. Go ahead.
I don't have a phone number to give out, but I realize everyone mentioned their family but me. So I'm,
no.
I do love spending time with my family.
There you go. I love it. We made you feel guilty, right?
Oh,
there
my
you
gosh.
Go.
My son's going to kill me.
Nah, nah. All right. Anyways, of course, I end all of my shows with what I call is my mommy moment. And today I am thankful that every day I get up early because it means that I am alive and kicking. And you know what? Every day is a gift. Go make it your best one. I thank you for listening today, and I'll talk to you next week, next Saturday at 2 o'clock. You've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, and I thank you.
I am woman, hear me roar, in numbers too big to ignore, and I know too much to go back. I've heard it all before, and I've been down there on the floor. No one's ever gonna keep me down again. Whoa, yes, I am wise, but it's wisdom for the pain. Yes, I paid the price, but look how much I gained. If I have to, I can do anything. I am strong. It only serves to make me more determined to achieve my final goal. And I come back even stronger, not a novice any longer.
Quiet, please.
News Talk 1520 KVTA Port Hueneme.
And so, we're on the air.
The following is a paid program. Gold Coast Broadcasting is not responsible for its content.